Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Welcome to Point of View. My name is Pimelo Modine. It's our Thursday edition of Point of View. So as you know, we'll do the top stories of the day. And of course, after that, Leroy Mark will be joining us. And then a wonderful, wonderful surprise. It's Abdullah Ibrahim, because we have, we were celebrating his birthday this week, turned 90, all of 90. And so Percy Mabandu is going to help us celebrate that life. But we start here. The ANC issued a statement earlier on today based on rumors and evidence, actually, that was eventually handed over to them on a trip that ANC National Executive Committee member Obed Bapela had made. He had gone to Morocco and turns out had said some things. ANC National Spokesperson Mahlengi Bengu Mutsiri is on the line with us this evening to help us unpack exactly what happened. Thank you very, very much for making time for us, and good evening and welcome.
Thank you, Pamela. Thank you very much.
We just wanted clarity from yourselves as the ANC on what do you know about what happened during this trip Mr. Bapela took to Morocco?
Well, we learned about the trip through press reporting from Morocco, and where we were furnished with evidence of the existence of such a trip and a delegation, as well as a meeting with between Comrade Obed Bapela and those that were with him, a meeting with the Minister of Foreign Affairs in Morocco. Upon learning about that, and I just need to indicate that this trip was not sanctioned or mandated by the organization.
So basically, this seems like it was a meeting of officials, except that as the ANC, you had not officially sanctioned a meeting like this.
Yeah, certainly not officially sanctioned. You would know that the ANC has a position regarding its relationship with Morocco. Mm-hmm. And this is in respect of our solidarity struggle alongside the people of Western Sahara, the Sahrawi people, and we consistently condemn Morocco's occupation of Western Sahara, as well as the denial of freedoms of the people of Western Sahara, including Sahara being an independent territory that needs to be recognized. Yeah.
So, of course, as you're saying, you know, you had not sanctioned this particular meeting, but clearly what's of a bigger concern is what he uttered at this meeting.
No, absolutely. And I would say the remarks attributed to Comrade Obed Bapela, if indeed this is what was said, is a direct violation of one of our long-standing policies of the ANC in respect of Morocco and Western Sahara.
So going forward, what's the process? I believe that you have asked him to express and explain himself. When will that be taking place?
That will be happening as soon as is possible. I can't commit to a day. Of course, I would imagine they probably still need to travel. But the expectation of the ANC is that he will present himself and come and make representations to the Secretary General and the Deputy Secretary General in her capacity as Head of International Relations, present himself and explain, make his case and state his case. But I must say that it is a matter that has been taken with seriousness that it deserves, because, as I say, it will be a direct violation of one of our long-standing resolutions, which were not even taken by this generation of leaders of the ANC, but was taken as far back by the leaders such as Nelson Mandela, alongside many other world leaders that seek justice, equality for humanity.
When he does get that opportunity to present himself, who will he be speaking to? Who will he be meeting to present his side of the story?
Well, the Secretary General is entrusted with the responsibility of managing affairs of the organization on a daily basis. And naturally, that will be the first point of reporting, alongside the Deputy Secretary General, as I explained, her capacity. And that's what the Constitution requires them to do. I cannot foretell what will unfold after that, because they are not responsible for the detail of other things that come in, but the Secretary General is required to act on any transgressions. We will leave it at that and allow the process, and so he's given an opportunity to explain the reasons for his trip and also the reasons for using the name of the African National Congress when there was no such mandate to do so, let alone with a country such as Morocco that has been persistently violating the rights of the people of Western Sahara.
Are you able to tell us if at face value he did actually deny or confirm that this did take place?
We certainly did not deny. This is now on the basis of reports that were shared with me for the purposes of engaging with yourselves. So that will be the case. But as you said earlier, that there is evidence in the form of recordings and in the form of, you know, a press a publication of those people that came along with him. And also that it was certainly not in the capacity of him as a convener of the International Relations Subcommittee of the National Executive Committee. So the ANC is obviously frowns upon actions of that nature, and not just frowns upon actions of that nature, but needs to apply the policies of the ANC, including introducing discipline where there are instances of violations.
Can I confirm that what will be happening when he presents himself, it's not necessarily an official, I'd say, disciplinary hearing. It's just you as the ANC with the Secretary General and the Deputy Secretary General allowing him an opportunity to give his side of the story. That's as simple as that for now.
It is as simple as that, so that you know, justice is served and fairness is served on him as well, and of course for him also to authenticate what has been reported by the media in Morocco as well as the media in Algeria. Remember that we have very close relationship with the FLN party in Nigeria, with whom we're working closely to support our brothers and sisters in Western Sahara. And so there is a great deal of concern from our allies internationally who look upon South Africa, particularly the ANC, to continue taking up just causes for those that continue to suffer oppression of one kind or the other.
If deemed necessary, what then would be the next steps if you feel that he has transgressed?
Well, all I can say is that in instances of that nature, we do invoke the disciplinary policy of the ANC. But as I say, I'm not at liberty to expand beyond that. But in cases where it can be proven that there is a violation of our resolutions and policies, then the disciplinary policy of the ANC kicks in.
Appreciate you giving us your time. Thank you very, very much. ANC National Spokesperson Mahleng Bengu Motsiri just giving us an update on that issue. They released a statement earlier on today on an issue that arose from other media houses and evidence that they have at their disposal. That's the trip that was taken by Obed Babela, ANC National Executive Committee member, who currently went on a, what he says was a private visit to Morocco, but seemingly met some officials and was not necessarily speaking on behalf of the ANC at that what seemed like an official meeting with other officials of, you know, of representing other countries, and stepped out of policy lines, in fact, in a sense. And so they've asked him to present himself so that he can explain his side of the story. And as they said, you know, going forward, they will let us know whether there is a disciplinary hearing looming or not and what that actually means.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.